From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Happy Juneteenth. Coming up, we have Nigerian novelist Chinua Achebe and a new installment of StoryCorps Griot. But first, let's kick things off with headlines. Today, we start in the Ivory Coast. Last fall, we brought you the story of a tragic dumping case in the West African nation. The Dutch-based oil trading company Trafigura had allegedly tried to sidestep environmental regulations, dumping tons of toxic sludge near the nation's commercial capital. We caught up with the New York Times' Lydia Polgreen soon after.
What appears to have happened is that this company had an opportunity to dispose of the waste in a legal and safe manner in Europe, and chose not to do so, apparently for reasons of cost. It would have cost them about 250,000 euros, which is about $300,000, to dispose of it safely in Europe. But apparently they balked at the price.
16 people died from the dumping, and thousands more were made sick. Since then, Trafigura has agreed to pay $198 million in victim compensation, though it admits no wrongdoing. Now the government of Ivory Coast says it's going to seek more money from the oil giant. It wants to cover additional medical and cleanup costs. The price tag could top $500 million. Our next headline takes us to Houston, Texas, and Emancipation Park. In honor of Juneteenth, residents want the park restored to its former glory. 135 years ago, freed slaves bought the land. That's where they went every year to celebrate June 19th, 1865, also known as Juneteenth. It's the day Texas slaves finally learned that they had been emancipated 2 years earlier. For years, Emancipation Park was the only park in Houston where black folks could go. Today, it's a hub for drug users and the homeless. But the city of Houston is stepping up. It's setting aside $100,000 for new lighting and painting. And officials say they're on the lookout for more funds and helping hands.